The Blaze Radio Network. On demand. Glenn Beck.
Well, House Republicans are going to have to find a new favorite prosecutor. Yesterday, Republican Trey Gowdy of South Carolina announced he's not going to run for re-election this fall. That's a bummer. He has been a representative since 2010. He was a Tea Party guy. And I think it's just Gowdy has had enough of Washington, D.C. He came in, he really gained prominence in 2012. He was chairman of the special House panel that investigated the attacks on Benghazi. He found a lot of fault with the then Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, and the way she handled the crisis. Through the Benghazi investigation, the House panel discovered Hillary's extra special private email server, which she used for government business. The email server that, one is one of multiple excuses Democrats use to explain away Hillary's impossible loss to Trump. It was Trey Gowdy. Republicans in Congress like the cross-examination skills that Gowdy has brought from his background as a prosecutor. He is one of the best. He knew how to ask tough questions, precise questions, and questions that drilled down and got to the truth. Most recently, as House Oversight Committee Chairman, Gowdy has been concerned with the integrity of the FBI's investigation into possible Russia collusion. He is particularly concerned about the text messages between the two FBI agents who were close to the investigation that reveal their anti-Trump bias. That FISA memo may come out as early as today. Speculation now is that Gowdy is leaving Congress for a possible federal judgeship, which would be fantastic. So far, his office maintains that he's just going back to his private law firm in South Carolina. The National Republican Congressional Committee chairman says Trey Gowdy exemplifies the persona of a public servant. On the other hand, you know, the Democrats said he made a mockery of the congressional oversight process. That dichotomy is probably why Gowdy is leaving. He's not a game player. Yesterday, he said, "I enjoy our justice system more than our political system. And as I look back on my career, it's the jobs that seek and reward fairness that are the most rewarding." Seeking and rewarding fairness. Yeah, that's what politicians always say they're trying to do. However, they end up just dishing out unfairness. This is why Gowdy is leaving it all behind.
It's Thursday, February 1st. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Kyle Olson came into town yesterday. We spent some time yesterday. If you remember the book that we put out called Conform, it was about Common Core and public education. Kyle was the co-writer on that, and he has just started something new called Lumen Student News. He had been, he's the founder of EAG News, which is an education website that just goes into the problems of education. And he has exposed so much in our educational system and has done so much good on exposing. But then I think, Kyle, you kind of fell into where I am. You're like, okay, I've exposed it. Now what? Now, right. What do you do?
We would hear from parents. The reason we started EAG was to inform parents and wake them up about what was going on in the system, mm-hmm. what kids are learning, where the money is going, what unions are doing, all of those sorts of things. And we can only do that for so long.
You're still doing it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. But we can only complain for so long.
Yeah.
At some point, we have to offer solutions. We have to take action. And so what we did was we started Lumen Student News as an alternative to CNN and Channel One, which are in schools today.
So if you're my age, we didn't have this. But I say to anybody who's, 35, and I say Channel One, and they all know, oh, yeah, I used to watch that every day. What is it?
So both of those, CNN and Channel One, are 10-minute video news services in schools today. And Channel One is like MSNBC, and CNN is like CNN. And there is no news service, current events news service, that has a pro-America, pro-individual rights, pro-American exceptionalism viewpoint. And so that is what we're offering. And so we're talking about American history. We're talking about capitalism. We're talking about the importance of work. We're highlighting newsmakers that are doing incredible things to get kids informed about their country, about their history, and why we are the most exceptional country in the world.
That has to be difficult on multiple fronts. First of all, you're not going to break the NBC or CNN dominated world of the major cities. There's no way they're going to take an independent voice that is, you know, hey, let's look at this from a even a libertarian perspective. Mm-hmm. And let's not say Marxism is good. Let's explain capitalism and why capitalism has gone awry and how to fix that. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get that in the major cities.
No, but what we have seen is, but we also heard from the major cities that there's no way Donald Trump would ever be elected president.
Mm, that's true.
And yet America elected Donald Trump.
Right.
And so what we have seen around the country is that there are people who love their country all over the country, and they're saying, we want to impress those values on our kids, on our students. And
with still journalistic integrity.
Absolutely.
It's still journalism.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's no question about that. Mm-hmm. But we're doing, you know, we have lots of things planned. For example, we have almost a 20-minute special on free speech and the battle of free speech over free speech. And we're telling kids the history of free speech, why the First Amendment was created, why it needs to be protected, and who's attacking it, and what their motives are.
So in true libertarian fashion, you're not a 501c3. I mean, the left would do this, and they would make it a 501c3, so, you know, they could just have, you know, Bill and Melinda Gates pour money into it and you know, change education. This is a for-profit, so you don't have to keep asking people for money.
Correct. We're doing this based on subscriptions, and so we're asking people to subscribe. We're asking parents. We're asking teachers. If you don't have kids, buy a subscription for your grandkids. But we feel like this is so important. We don't have millions of dollars.
Yeah.
We are bootstrapping this. And so anyone that will subscribe, we're asking them to subscribe.
So
we have a coupon code, Glenn. If you use Glenn, then you will get 20% off.
Okay.
But
where do you go?
You go to Lumen news.com.
Okay. So this is made really targeted at what age?
Middle and high school students. See, and this is the thing is, you know, the battle over free speech is playing out on college campuses. And people are saying we have to change colleges. But the reality is, no, we need to be changing middle and high school, because that's where kids are forming their opinion about their country, about our economic system, about our history. And when they're only being exposed to a CNN or a Channel One that believe in multiculturalism, that believe that, you know, America is the problem in the world and is to blame for all of the ills, those opinions of their country are being formed when they're teenagers, not when they're in college.
So how does this work in the schools? Can schools sign up for it? Like if you're in, you know, in a school district, you may not even know. You should ask. There's Channel One, and what's the other one called?
CNN.
Okay, and CNN.
So
CNN is doing one, and your kids are watching that for 10 minutes in school. You may not even know that. They're watching it every day for 10 minutes. If it's not them, it's literally NBC and MSNBC that is doing Channel One, and they're the ones that are programming that 10 minutes, and those are your two choices. NBC or CNN. If you think, I don't really think either of those are really good, you can encourage your school. If you're a homeschooler, you can get this and get the news digest every day for middle school and high school students. Go to Lumen, L-U-M-E-N news.com and sign up for it. How much is it?
It's $7.99 for an individual. Or it's $149 for a classroom.
And is that for a month?
$7.99 a month.
Okay.
Or $79.99 a year.
Okay.
For an individual.
How much does it cost a school?
$149 per classroom for a year. It's
that
cheap.
Is nothing.
I mean, it's
what is CNN charging?
CNN is free, and then Channel One is significantly more.
Okay. Yeah, NBC. I mean, they only have GE behind them. They can't do that for free. And it's 5 days a week, or it's 3 days a week now, right?
We do 5 days a week.
5 days a week.
10 minutes per day. The first 5 minutes is headlines, so we do a headline segment, and then the second 5 minutes is a topical segment, where we focus on Awesome America is Tuesdays, Work Matters is Mondays. We're putting a special emphasis on skilled trades.
I got to get you in touch with Mike Rowe.
That would be great.
I'm sure he would join your force here.
We would love to work with him because the education system wants to perpetuate itself. And so what the K-12 system does is drill into kids' heads that you have to go get a 4-year degree, and because they want to perpetuate the system. But the reality is there are many rewarding, good jobs, well-paying jobs, where you don't need a 4-year degree and you don't need all of that student debt. And so we're putting a special emphasis on that to get kids to think about that. And no, you don't necessarily have to go get a 4-year degree and have all of that debt.
I am subscribing myself today, and I actually have one of the administrators of my my children's school in today, and they're gonna ask me for a donation. I know they're gonna ask for a donation. So I'm gonna ask them for $149 per classroom as well to start the day. Thank you for everything that you're doing. Thank you for being so true to the cause. You're just never selling out, which is really rare. And you're holding your mission to hold education accountable, and now doing something, instead of standing around and just bitching about it. And
I wholly
support you. And hopefully we will be able to help you in many, many ways in the days to come.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Now, listen, this is Lumen News, L-U-M-E-N news.com. If you are somebody who has an extra $7.99 a month, and you're one of those rich people that just won't ever afford, you just won't even miss it. If you believe that we've got to get to the kids, this is an organization that is not out beating the bushes and asking for free stuff. They're trying to provide a really good product, and they are fighting an uphill battle with CNN and NBC. I urge you, even if you're never going to watch it, support it. LumenNews.com. LumenNews.com.
I simply will not subscribe without a promo code. No! What is the promo code, or are you do not subscribe?
Oh, that's right. There is a promo code.
It is promo code Glenn.
Okay, yeah. Now I'm in.
Two N's?
Two N's.
Two N's. Okay. Use a promo code or don't use a promo code. Doesn't matter. Just please subscribe for $7.99. This is something that is worth that as a, you can't write it off, but as a donation every single month. Price of a cup of coffee in the wrong coffee shops. LumenNews.com. Thanks, Kyle. Appreciate
Thank you.
It. You bet.
Glenn Beck.
Stu, you're 41?
Yes.
And you didn't know about Channel 1 or CNN?
I mean, I knew about CNN.
No.
But not in schools. We did not watch TV broadcast every day in school, no.
See, I wasn't aware of this. I've talked to people who are in their 30s, and they're like, oh, yeah, we used to watch CNN every single day. Anderson Cooper did the morning, news. We would, start the day, the bell would ring, and our homeroom would watch CNN for 10 minutes, and it would give us the news of the day. Here we are. We're a group of people who are like, we don't agree with CNN. Our kids are watching it every single day. Every single day. And if it's not that, it's Channel 1, which is an NBC product.
And this is this the one that Anderson Cooper was on when he was a kid?
I don't know if he was a kid. I don't know.
Because
he was younger, but I don't know.
He does a stage show that I saw, Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen. Mm-hmm. And they do a show together. They're good friends, and they go around and do stories and stuff. And they showed footage of Anderson. It seemed like he was like 10 years old hosting news reports on some channel. And maybe that was it.
It probably was.
Yeah, yeah. It's an interesting thing because where I always think about this is at airports.
Yeah.
Like CNN owns the TV broadcast of like every airport in America.
CNN pretty much owns all of the schools too.
That's pretty amazing. That's something that
Can you imagine if Fox News said, "Hey, you know what we want to do? We want to put." You imagine the outcry. CNN and NBC have done it, and you probably don't even know it.
I didn't know it. Yeah. I honestly didn't know that it happened at all. Also, why are you know? That's
Yeah, I know.
That's one of those things that you wouldn't think of as a real target to influence the culture, but they thought of all of it, haven't they?
Yeah, they have.
They really have.
Yes, they have, and we're playing catch-up, and that's what I like about Lumen News. If you're a homeschooler, please subscribe to Lumen News. They give you the news for middle school and high school age, the perspective from a perspective that... You know, I grew up with that America has done some bad things, but it's not a bad place. It's a great system, even though it's horrible in many ways. It's still better than everything else. You come up with something else better. Good. This is a libertarian point of view. This is not a big state point of view. And they give you the news and then history and put it into context. And it's about 10 minutes every single day. And it's for schools and homeschoolers. And it's $7.99 a month, and I urge you to support this and spread the news. Please support this and spread the news, and go to your school and tell them to subscribe.
Is homeschooling having a bit of a moment? I mean, it's a bit of a lot of people have been doing homeschooling for a long time, but it seems to be breaking through the divide that I think used to exist with it, which was people who were. You know, either religious or really concerned with the Constitution or really engaged civically would have their kids homeschooled because it was a way to, you know, go around the public education system and also make sure the values, were instilled in their children. Not to mention incredibly high performance. Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, study after study has shown kids that are homeschooled outperform kids that go to public schools. But it seems lately like, and I don't know, this is just me and it's totally anecdotal. But it just seems like a lot of people who I wouldn't necessarily put in the category of hyper-engaged individuals have been considering homeschooling and this hybrid thing that seems to be around now.
That's what we're in, a hybrid.
A hybrid where your kids go to school like a couple days a week and are homeschooled a couple days a week.
Yeah.
It's a pretty cool... There's a lot of innovation going on in that sector now.
There is. Yeah. There is. And you can get a better education through that. And
Pat Gray has been doing this with his kids for a really long time.
Yeah.
And he's talked about how back in the day it was impossible. You didn't know where
to make it all up yourself. What are your kids, Laura and Mary Ingalls?
Right.
Homeschool.
Now there's a lot of tools to use.
Yeah, really good. LumenNews.com.
Glenn Beck.
Mercury.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Hey, Stu, I just, I don't know if you've heard the new ISIS song. Have you heard the new ISIS song?
I have not. I have their back collection.
You have their back collection?
Yeah, the box set. Did you get the box set?
No. I only have this one.
Some people are reporting when you open the box set, it explodes.
Really?
That's a word of warning.
Okay. So anyway, they've got a new song out.
Good.
What?
No, I'm glad. I've been waiting for the new single.
Oh, wait till hear it. You're gonna love this. They're recruiting new people, and here's their new song. Listen.
Like holding up the flag, I am seeking paradise. Oh, my brothers, stay strong. Victory won't be long. Holding up the flag, I am seeking paradise. Oh, my brothers, stay strong. Victory won't be long. Together we will stand up. Let's fight with the bad men who answer the call to rising the world. Together we will stand up. Let's fight with the bad men.
I want to read some of the lyrics here.
Because it's in English. I'm surprised.
It's in English. Go and answer the call. Don't spare none. Kill them all is one of my favorite lines. I shouldn't say that. Go answer the call. Don't spare none. Kill them all. It's time to rise. Slit their throats and watch them die.
Mm-hmm. Obviously.
Yeah. The Islamic State stands. It stands and demands that you worship the one whom beside there is none. We're the grandsons of men who gave all they can to rule the lands with the law of Islam. Holding the flag high, seeking paradise. Oh, my brothers, stay strong. Victory won't be long. Well, it might be a little longer than ISIS thinks, seeing that they're almost out of business. But that's the reason why they have the song, you know. Because
well, you've got to get new people in.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a tough recruitment.
You're not going to be able to get that out of your head all day.
No. Can we hear it again?
Because I slit their throats and watch them die.
It kind of sounds, there's some Broadway-ish aspect to it almost.
No. Maybe you're going to a different Broadway.
Usually the Broadway shows I go to end in decapitation. Does that not happen at your?
No.
Okay. This is reminiscent, however, mm-hmm. of the Kurdish song.
The Kurdish song that
they released a while ago, which I loved. It was a Kurdish parody of ISIS, and they were trying to insult the ISIS members. And the big insult in there, and it's almost too harsh to say.
Okay.
But they
should
said,
you? Should you?
Look, I think it's important.
All right. This is science.
They
people.
Said because
political science.
We are ISIS. We are ISIS, and then they would say things that ISIS would say.
Right.
Like
right.
We invaded the town of Sinjar, which is like that. Wow. Right. First of all, that's a good lead insult.
Right.
It's not the end. It's not the closing line.
No.
Like we're ISIS. We invaded the town of Sinjar.
Right.
Okay. But then you go with we're ISIS. We're ISIS. We milk the goat, even if it's male. Which is a fantastic insult. We milk the goat even if it's male. This is why the Kurds are the best.
Yes.
This is why we like
I
them
love
so much.
The Kurds.
They're awesome.
I love the Kurds. Now, I would like to talk to you a little bit about hostages. Normally, that involves the Middle East, but this time, no. Mm-hmm. This has something to do with the State of the Union. Here's Representative Joe Crowley on MSNBC with Chuck Todd. Listen.
What do you tell that heated activist that I'm sure you see at a town hall that says don't work with them at all?
Well, I think the president continues to take additional hostages. Initially, it was the roughly 800,000 Dreamers or DACA recipients. He's now expanded it to 1.8 million people who may be eligible for DACA. He's also included into that.
Wait a minute. Are you calling the fact that he increased the number of people he would make eligible for citizenship more hostages?
Oh, I think so. He's actually increasing the number. He's also increasing the number by including those who are in TPS, temporary protective status. He didn't have to do any of this. He's actually adding these folks to the equation.
Yes!
And all in an attempt to end certain aspects of legal immigration into the United States. So the president is taking willful and knowing actions to increase the number of people that he will either allow to stay in the United States through legislation or forcibly deport through legislation or lack thereof.
It's a solid job by Chuck Todd calling him out there. I'm going to give him credit because that's ridiculous.
You think if I would have gotten on with Chuck Todd and said, well, you know, I think what President Obama is doing is just increasing the number of hostages. Do you think he would have said, that's a little rough?
Well, at least he called him out.
You know, yes.
I mean, think about this. Barack Obama didn't have the DACA program for what, the first 6 years of his presidency? So was
he didn't need the hostages.
Right, yeah. So, and then when he passed DACA, and when I say passed, that's a really generous...
Yeah, when he made his edict.
Right, of DACA, that meant he was taking 800,000 hostages?
Yes!
Okay, and now that Trump is offering a pathway to citizenship, so beyond...
Hostages.
What Obama offered.
Hostages.
This is him taking more hostages. This is a great example of what a wonderful gift we have as conservatives.
Oh,
this,
my gosh.
This gift that we are given, I don't know where it comes from. I think straight from God. Maybe that he just said, you know what? Let's make Democrats so incredibly stupid that conservatives can actually have victories on occasion. Because if Democrats had any intelligence.
Hang on just a second. Mm-hmm. Change that. Democratic politicians in Washington.
I know. You know what I'm talking about.
No, I do. Yeah, but I think that it's really important because I think they're losing the Democratic base in the center of the country.
Totally. Yeah,
I think those people are watching the people in Washington going, hostages?
Well, this is a great point. Because, like, I mean, again, what was it? Almost half of Democrats approved of the president's speech the other night. Which is, you know, again, they're looking at this and taking it seriously, right? They're actually
analyzing
it. And they know it's not hostage taking.
Because the average person, Donald Trump did something that the average person wants. Can we just, look, we have to do something with compassion, and we also have to fix the border. Can we just compromise and come together on this? That's what he offered.
Yeah, he's
it's taking hostages.
It's taking hostages. He's giving the left something that Jeb Bush didn't offer, that Marco Rubio didn't offer, that Lindsey Graham didn't offer, that John McCain didn't offer. A pathway to citizenship for 1.8 million people that are currently illegal immigrants. This is a reach across the aisle with two hands and one leg. Okay? And what do they do? Instead of saying, wow, Mr. President, look, we have some questions with you about the border, but you know, this isn't what this president is doing is he's taking a bipartisan approach seriously. And you know, they could lavish praise on him
and then go behind closed doors and just torpedo it.
They could easily do it. But instead of doing that and taking advantage and getting this giant thing, this giant olive branch that the president is offering them, they instead go on TV and call him a kidnapper. They call him racist. They call him basically Hitler. And this is, it's so counterproductive to these Democrat politicians if what they actually want is to help illegal immigrants. Now, we of course all know that they're just using them as a tool. And
yeah,
they don't
talk
actually
about hostages.
No. Yeah, exactly. They want the stress.
Tell me what the inner city is if it isn't a group of people that they have enslaved and taken as hostage.
They don't want to help. They want to keep them.
The biggest example I keep coming back to, it's so simple. If you care about the cost of minimum wage and the people who live on minimum wage, then what you do is you pass it and fix it to inflation.
And never talk about
then
it again.
Then you never have to deal with it again.
Mm-hmm.
But That's not what they want.
They want a political issue to come back and say we need to raise it again every 2 years.
Right.
And so the idea that, you know, talking about getting a conservative policy out of this White House, it's such an interesting path, because if Trump comes out and says something that we all used to call liberal, a pathway to citizenship for illegal immigrants, that used to be a liberal thing. I don't know what it is now, but it's a liberal thing. And the president comes out and suggests that. The Democrats these politicians in Washington are so stupid that they, instead of embracing him and furthering that instinct, they come out and call him Hitler. And then Trump gets so annoyed and pissed off, he goes the other way and we get something really conservative.
And here is for Democrats and for honest people in the press. Yes, I am talking about you, that one. Anyway.
you over there. You the one hiding.
There. Right. one that just lost your job.
Right.
Let me ask you this. And I ask this as an honest question. It's not rhetorical. So, Stu, help me out.
Okay.
Can you think of a single example where Barack Obama looked to the right and said, I'm going to give you something that you really, really want? I will sit down at the table and I will give you something that you really want. I can tell you that I heard 8 years of, you can sit in the back of the car. You drove this thing into a ditch. We're going to listen to you now. That's what I heard, and I think half of the country heard from Barack Obama. We weren't even wanted at the table. Here's this guy saying, your number one request, a pathway to citizenship, something the Republicans would never, ever, 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 ever give you. I will give it to you, but you have to meet me halfway. You have to do common sense border security. We just have to know who's coming in. The average American understands that. The average American is screaming for that.
And I can understand they still don't want that. I mean, the Democrats don't want border security. However, we don't want the pathway to citizenship, right? I'm talking generally here.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, the idea that the Republicans don't want that. They've never wanted it. So this is a compromise. It is reaching across aisles. It's everything the left and the media says that they want. But in reality, we know they don't. And when you ask your question, your non-rhetorical question about Barack Obama, I can't think of one freaking example.
I can't either.
I can't think of one thing. I can think of...
In the audience, please let me know. One major thing that the president said, you know what? Let me talk to them. Just let me talk to the Tea Party people.
Here's a huge thing you want. Here it is.
Yeah, I'm giving
it to you.
And here's the thing. I don't want this. I don't think this is, you know, necessarily something that my party, it's not going to make me popular with my party. But in the spirit of coming together and getting something done, I'm going to give you this big thing, but you have to give me this. And I'll put your priority as pillar number one, mm-hmm. and my priority is pillar number two. I cannot think of a single thing.
Let me give you one example. Barack Obama, the individual mandate, the thing that the Tea Party hated. Tea Party hated the individual mandate. We fought against it all the time. We said, get rid of just this individual mandate. It's the worst part of Obamacare. We said it all the time. Unconstitutional. We fought against it constantly. He would never give one inch for that. And what was amazing about it is he ran for president opposing the individual mandate. He actually shared the position with the right on the individual mandate when he was going against Hillary Clinton. And Obamacare included it, and because Obamacare included it, he wouldn't even give up something he ran against to try to bridge that gap. And here's the president going, now the President Trump going the exact opposite way, giving a huge chip up. Not even, he's starting a negotiation by giving them exactly what they want, and they still call him Hitler every 10 seconds.
It's amazing, because the reason why we always lose is, and this is the reason why I had a problem with this deal. One of the reasons why I had a problem with this is because it was our border security was pillar number two. I'll talk to you about road to citizenship after pillar number one, our pillar number one, security, because we keep making this compromise and you never do it. They're not even taking the opportunity to screw us by being shifty. They're just openly saying, nope, we don't want it because you said so. It's going to push Donald Trump away from the Democrats, and you're not going to get jack from him because he doesn't usually offer, you know, the sweet very often, more than once. You reject him, you pound him like this, call him all kinds of names, a kidnapper holding people hostage. He's not gonna keep reaching out.
And
just
this is
foolish.
And this, by the way, is good for us, because the Democrats acting that way, I don't like it societally. I don't like it. But when you're talking about policy, it makes Donald Trump a lot less likely to go along with this.
I also think that it really hurts the Democratic Party to the point to where they're just gonna, you know, they're going to be a fringe party. Both of these parties are so fringe now. Both of these parties are in so much trouble. The Democrats are in much bigger trouble than the Republicans are.
Well, the tax bill is in place, and people are going to be starting to get a little bit more money in their pockets, which is really a good thing. And it might be time for you to look and say, you know what, maybe I'm going to take advantage of this good market, people having a little bit more cash, and I'm going to sell my home. Well, what's your first step? Do you try to, I don't know, a lot of people will go online and look around there, and that's all valid. It's all a good idea to do. But there's more important research. It's not just looking for a price. It's looking for the right agent to sell your home. RealEstateAgentsITrust.com is a network of over 1,200 agents all over America that are rigorously qualified by Glenn's team. It's a company that Glenn started to find honest people that like the show, that have this kind of share your sensibilities, and can be honest brokers with one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. If you need to sell a house fast and for the most money, or if you're looking to buy, go to realestateagentsitrust.com and you'll be introduced to the best agent in your town. It's realestateagentsitrust.com.
So stop.
It's just unbelievable.
No, stop. Stop.
Glenn Beck.
You're going to enjoy this coming up. You're going to enjoy it.
Oh, really? Do not.
Glenn Beck. Mercury.
When it comes to identity,